Blog Talk Radio.
In the Gospel of John, Jesus said the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I have come that they may have life, that they may have it more abundantly. The thief that steals, kills, and destroys lives came in under the guise of Roe v. Wade in 1973. Since then, approximately 58 million babies have been murdered. Statistics say that approximately 3,700 babies are aborted in the U.S. daily. And there are approximately 1.3 million children brutally losing their lives every year. But March for Life New York was established to bring awareness of this tragedy and to bring an end to Roe v. Wade in our lifetime. For we aim to be history makers in our generation. And now, here are your hosts, pro-life activists, Pastors Jim and Joni Lupus.
Well, hello, history makers. You're listening to March for Life New York, New York's pro-life radio. I'm your host, Pastor Joni Lupus, president of March for Life New York, and I'm here tonight with my husband, Pastor Jim.
Hey, guys.
My brother, Reverend James.
Hello.
And my other brother, Andy White, from Open Up the Doors, is here. We have two vice presidents here tonight.
All right, hey, folks. Two vice presidents, one president, one janitor.
And it takes both of us vice president to make the one president.
Oh, come on.
Tonight, we're coming to you live from our New York studio, and we want to welcome our listeners from around the world on Blog Talk Radio. Isn't it amazing that they're listening from around the world?
Where are they listening? Our audience is growing from India. God bless you guys. Thank you for joining us. Norway, Singapore, Great Britain, the Netherlands, Brazil, Switzerland, and the Philippines.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
And we have some people from England and Ireland.
Yeah,
a lot of my friends
from
Ireland are on tonight.
Yeah.
So if you're new to March for Life New York Radio, we want to let you know we're a non-for-profit ministry. Our purpose is to educate the public on the horrors of abortion, to fight for the life of the innocent preborn babies, and also to help the moms and dads who chose to end the baby's life by abortion, to help them find healing and deliverance in the loving arms of Jesus, where we all go for healing and deliverance. And of course, we're getting ready for our annual March for Life New York at the New York State Capitol Building on June 3rd. Remember, everybody's staying at the hotel overnight. We'll be supplying transportation from the hotel to Victory Church. We will be holding the prayer and worship this year at Victory Church on Sunday, June 2nd. 6 p.m. at Victory Church, and all who are staying overnight at the Renaissance Hotel, we will provide transportation to and from Victory Church. In fact, Victory Church is providing the transportation.
Yeah, God bless them.
And the Lord is adding to March for Life New York every day. Wonderful doors are opening, and we want you to be part of it on June 3rd. Tonight, we just want to chat with you on air about all the things that's been happening in the pro-life world. There's been a lot of stuff going on. And, of course, the saddest day for all of us who respect life was to see the extended abortion law passed. I still can't get over that. Up to 9 months in the mother's womb, right before birth, the innocent babies can be brutally murdered, and they are brutally murdered. They're ripped apart before birth. And if they survive, and some of them do, the babies will be left to die.
Yes.
And, you know, so many friends of mine that were in the chambers that day, they witnessed everything that went on when the law was passed. They saw how evil. The people were rejoicing over this. Can you imagine? And, of course, all the Democrats voted yes. And I got to tell you, the saddest sight for me was to see New York celebrating this evil act. The governor lit up the World Trade Center pink. There's his ugly face, I'm sorry to say, but he's a real cruel and ugly man.
Wow, tell us what you really
think. I'm telling you. Well, you know what? He's ugly because he...
We tried to be politically correct on this show.
He is ugly. How could he not be ugly if he wants to kill innocent babies. Mm. Abortion is an act of terrorism on the innocent babies. And this evil law was passed on the 46th anniversary of Roe versus Wade. But the good news is, and we've all been talking about this, the pro-life community has been waking up. The churches are waking up. And the army is beginning to fight back. Right? Do you see the sleeping church waking up?
Oh, yes.
Guys,
absolutely.
Let's talk about that a little.
Well, one of the things that stand out with me is, like, you know, you think this is so disgusting, so horrible. Like, how bad can it get? But then, you know, we started to see a response because, you know, we've gone to pastors, we've gone to churches, we've gone to all kinds of Christians. And it always seems you really had to drag them into this battle,
right?
They weren't just willing to come in for so many people. And once that law was set into effect, there seemed to have been a shift.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, whoa, maybe, you know, I'm reminded of the story in Joseph, you know, that what God – can just turn around these things
for
good. What the enemy has meant for evil, God can turn around for good.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting such a different kind of response.
Yep.
People are coming along easier now.
Yes.
You know, people, even pro-choice people are starting to say, hey, I never signed up for this. You know, I this is a little bit too crazy. Amen?
You know, we said for years that abortion was a slippery slope. You know, initially with Roe v. Wade, they said it was only for the first trimester.
Yeah,
right.
Of course, it's terrible no matter when.
You open the doors.
But this is their logic.
Right.
But we've always said that it's a slippery slope because it would go from the first trimester to 20 weeks to now it's infanticide.
Yep. Yeah.
But it also leads into euthanasia.
Yep, that's
it also
coming.
Leads into suicide.
Yep, we're talking about that,
you know,
too tonight. Yep.
It's being proved. The slippery slope argument is being proved out,
exactly.
and you know, shown right in front of our faces. And now we know why they have round tables.
I know, right?
But anyway, with this Reproductive Health Act that came out in New York, you know, when was it? Back in January, it was.
Yeah, yeah.
January 23rd.
You know, it has. It's woken up the churches, I think, in New York. In a lot of ways, because we've seen how radical it's gone, and they're pushing it even harder and harder and harder. Cuomo, he has an ugly heart.
He does. He does.
You know,
I don't care what you say. He's being paid.
Look at the day he picked to do this too.
Well, yeah, Planned Parenthood.
On the anniversary, right, of Roe versus Wade.
Yeah. No, it was planned.
Yeah.
No.
Definitely.
No pun intended. It was planned.
Yeah.
You know, to initiate it on the day of Roe v. Wade.
Yeah,
of course. But the church is waking up, and I don't want to be cynical about it. It seems like a little late.
It's hard to believe.
Right. But
it is late.
Better late than never, right?
Maybe if we woke up before. Yeah.
Well, that was my point. That was just what I wanted to get at. But having said that, you know, praise God, we got the march coming up in June. Praise God. Hopefully, it'll be tens of thousands of people there.
It looks like that.
And amen. And you know what? We're going to make our voices heard. We're going to make our voices heard. We're going to march on the Capitol.
Yep.
And, you know, and we're going to tell people that, you know, our legislatures that, no, we're here and we're not giving up the fight.
At all.
We're not giving up the fight. It's
not
a battle. It's a war. And we're not going away. We're not going to go hide with our tail behind our legs, you know.
If people think, and I can – And this is beautiful. People think that just because this law was enacted, that's the end of the story.
Mm.
They're totally wrong.
That's right.
There are many things that are being piled on top of that.
Right.
You like
that?
Here's more. Here's more.
Right.
Here's
right.
more. And so there's so much left. And if you think that just because they enacted the law that there can't be a reversal, you're crazy.
There's always
because
rehearsal.
When
always
you see all of those people
right.
who were pro-death turning around, just like Pastor Jim said, and saying, we didn't sign up
that's
for that.
That's right.
When they
what's
start
happening.
Defecting.
That's what's happening.
When they start leaving the ranks because they see the real ugly about this, that's when the politicians are going to wake up. That's when they're going to have to start scaling down. That's when we can give the proper pushback.
Well, here's the thing. You know, we've got to win people's hearts.
We have to.
And because we're losing in the legislature, in the legislative realm.
Yeah.
But that's because people's hearts have been indifferent.
Yeah.
And cold.
Or just they don't
now,
do anything.
You're right about that.
Indifferent.
They just don't do anything.
But now, if their hearts are turning, and hopefully they are turning, which is something we said for the longest time, you've got to win this war. Through changing people's
changing
hearts.
People's hearts.
Yeah.
You know, not
and
mine.
I think,
can't change their mind. Right.
Take out that heart of stone.
Change that heart.
Put in a heart of flesh.
I think the truth is coming out.
Yes.
The truth is winning out.
Yes,
you know,
it is.
For the longest time, it looked like we were losing. For the longest time, it looks like we weren't winning. But the truth is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
You look recently at the movies that have come out, you know, like
right.
like Gosnell
yes.
and Unplanned. And
yes.
people are waking up.
We're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk all about that. But I don't want to get off track with this law because there's another thing. The New York Putnam County, that was our friend, Alan. He passed away. Alan was the president of, what was it, the Putnam County?
Westchester, Putnam County.
Yeah.
Right,
lovely man. And he had his wife had died.
Charlie Young doing a great job.
And then then he died. But he was such a lovely man. Before he died, called us. He was on our conference call from the hospital. He donated to the First March for Life. He was a wonderful man. But I just heard now recently that the New York Putnam County on April 2nd passed a resolution calling for a repeal.
There
for the
go.
Governor's so-called Reproductive
there
Health Act, which murders babies and removes any protection if they're born alive after abortion. Of course, Planned Parenthood was there, and they're protesting loudly. But I have to say, when they had this repeal, there was so many pro-life citizens showed up that the courthouse was so overflowed with people. People were outside, which is a great thing. So something is being done. The pro-life folks are waking up. Thank God, because we need to fight, right?
That's for sure.
That's
we
right.
have
for
to
sure.
fight for babies.
It's not too late.
No, it's not.
It's not too late.
Yep,
you
it's
can
never
make
too
a
late.
Difference. And if you don't, forget about it, all right? But people are. Look at how many people and how early people were calling in to register for the march in June.
Not only register, this year people called me from other states to tell me I want to come and speak.
Yes, it's
you know, the 40 Days for Life, the leaders called me, we heard you're having a March for Life in New York, we want to speak. So many people called us. Normally we have to call.
Now, look how many people reached out to you to
yes.
ask you to come to speak.
Yeah,
well,
sure
look at March for Life Washington.
Yes, yes.
Acknowledging what it is that we're doing and wanting to support, okay?
Yes.
The whole point, in fact, our brother, Pastor
Bruce
California. He called me up and said, what are you guys doing over there? You're blowing it up, all right? He's talking about us in California.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I think this is what's happening. It's the backlash.
Yes.
You know, the pro-life cause is gaining momentum.
Good.
Finally.
Good.
And that's a good thing, of course. It's a good thing. You know, it's gaining momentum, and we've got to keep the momentum going.
We have to keep it going.
There's this thing called the Big Mo. You gain the momentum.
Yeah.
The Big Mo, and once you get the Big Mo going.
Hopefully this is like Haman's noose.
I want the big mo.
Cuomo. You know, this is what's going to
you hit critical mass, and it just you
the
know,
big mo on Cuomo must go.
Yeah.
Get some
you know,
momentum.
It's nice when people on Long Island know about the March for Life, but there's people everywhere telling us that they know about the
Absolutely.
March for Life, New York.
Absolutely.
So it's a great thing.
Well, I was reading on our website that person from. The UK stays up late so that they can hear
God
us.
God bless
you.
Oh, hello. Let's say hi.
Yes. Hi. How are you? Thank you for
Welcome
following us.
Welcome to the UK. God bless you guys.
We have a couple of people from there,
yes,
right?
Yes,
I don't know which one that is.
Yes. I'm not sure which one it is either, but they watch it live.
If you watch it now, message us on the Facebook
Absolutely,
page.
Please.
Everybody message us.
We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back.
This portion of March for Life New York Radio is brought to you by FELAC Electric. For over 30 years, with over 40,000 electrical installations, we have earned our customers' trust and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. When a FELAC Electric service vehicle arrives at your home, it is fully stocked and ready for all your electrical service needs. Your service technician is trained and prepared to provide prompt, efficient, and courteous service. We bring decades of quality and experience in FELAC Electric, holds all local and incorporated village licenses, and is fully insured and bonded for your protection. So give us a call, FELAC Electric, for all your electrical needs. Call us today at 516-932-7900 or 631-420-1700. FELAC Electric, done once, done right.
Need information on abortion, fetal development, or Down syndrome? Check out ProLifeED.org. Would you like to know about assisted suicide, black genocide, or eugenics? Check out ProLifeED.org. Like to learn more about bioethics, euthanasia, or post-abortion syndrome? Check out ProLifeED.org. That's ProLifeED.org. Sponsored by the Long Island Coalition for Life Educational Trust Fund.
Okay, we're back, and we're chatting about things that have been happening in the pro-life world. One thing that I've heard been touching people's hearts was the day of mourning up in Albany with Elizabeth Johnston. And I love, we've been saying for years now, this is from the beginning of the Remnant Awakening, the prayer, you know, that's in the Bible, that if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and repent and turn from the evil way, I will hear from heaven and heal your land. If ever we need healing in our land, it's now. And the day of mourning was an amazing thing that people are telling me that, you know, a lot of people are changing their minds. And they always said they were pro-life, but now they all want to do things because of this day of mourning. They were there. They saw the pastors repenting from abortions. And I have a caller now that's on. This lady, Jacqueline, had an amazing prophecy
at the first day of mourning in Albany, New York. Hi, Jacqueline.
Hi, Jacqueline.
Can you tell us about the prophecy? Tell me, I know you told me already on the phone, but tell the listeners about everything that happened. And then if you can give us the prophecy, that would be great.
Sure. Well, the Lord has given me rhymes over the years, and I've just shared them as I've had opportunity, and I believe they're prophetic in nature. But on the day of mourning, I just felt to give this rhyme, and I started to give it, and the sound system came on, so I stopped, and then they fixed the sound system, so I continued, and then the sound system came on again. And I thought, oh, my goodness, an usher is going to come and usher me out. So anyway, they got the sound system fixed, and people were shouting, continue, continue. But instead of starting the rhyme from the beginning, I was a little nervous at that point. I just continued where I left off, but I'll quote the whole rhyme to you now. And I just felt that in Joshua 1:3, it says, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given you. And I just felt that that's what we were doing at, you know, the day of mourning. And so I just felt real strongly that I was to give this word and declare that look to the horizon, for there's coming a new day, and I will cause my people to walk in my way. I'm going to move on your behalf, for the day you live in is very dark. The enemy has blinded my people to me, but I'm going to open your blind eyes to see. The first time I came as a lamb. I humbled myself and I walked as a man. But this time I'm coming as a mighty lion, and I will cause my church to have a backbone like iron. I will move by my spirit and cause you to pray. You shall pull down the strongholds that stand in the way. I'm raising up a people never seen before, ones who are fearless and ready for war. This battle won't be fought with ammunition, but with songs of praise you will take your position. Your ears will be tuned to the captain's command. You will take over cities. You will march through the lands. Men, women, and children will take their stand. all colors, all races will walk hand in hand. This army will be filled with the Holy Ghost, and their commander-in-chief is the Lord of hosts. Everyone marching in one accord, all in this army sold out to the Lord, all with their eyes on the crucified one, and everyone moving in unison.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
I like seeing when she gave the prophecy about marching. It encourages me about the march in Albany that we're going to have also. It's like so many things are happening. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome,
and the best is yet to come, and I don't believe we've seen anything yet. God is going to have the last word.
Amen.
Thank you for being obedient.
God bless you.
We'll see you soon, Jacqueline. Thank you. God bless you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye. Wow, wasn't that something?
Mm-hmm. It really was, and God bless her for sharing, you know, that. And even, you know, when it was recorded, and it was just powerful when she gave it. You know, she said she was a little nervous, but I tell you what, the Holy Ghost was all over, and she delivered it in power.
And it really covered everything that we really need, everything we want. You know,
absolutely.
The Lord has given us encouragement. I love talking to Jacqueline even on the phone because she's so encouraging.
Is there a copy of that? Was that transcribed?
Yes, it's on the if you go to the Day of Mourning, the first one they had in Albany, now they have Virginia.
Yeah, there's videos all over.
They have a video of her, they had it recorded. And there's another lady that had saw that, and she has another thing that she's sending me that she feels God gave her a song, and the song has to do about our march. She's not ready to share it publicly. There's a lot of things that God's giving her, but that's another thing. And there's a lot, you know, it's all coming together.
Yeah.
It really is, you know?
Sure. Yeah.
And the other thing that I wanted to talk about, too, is – I want to go back to my notes because I passed all these notes with this from before. But on April 10th, the heartbeat bill was finally passed in Ohio. Now, you remember James Mark Harrington, who was our guest a few weeks ago, and he'll be coming to the March for Life New York on June 3rd. He's with Created Equal. He has the big Jumbotron. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. He's been fighting this battle for 9 long years. In fact, he has a picture with his son, who was a little boy, when they began. Now he's a young man. So the Ohio governor signed the heartbeat bill, and abortion groups such as Planned Parenthood are suing them. Now, of course, you know, I believe, and I know we all believe here, that life begins at conception, and all abortion should be ended. We're against all abortion. The baby's heartbeat is detectable at about 6 weeks. Now, many women don't even know they're pregnant. At that time, they don't even know. The past bill will not allow abortion once the heartbeat is heard. Also, it's going to fine the doctors who violate this law $20,000. So this will save babies. Of course, again, I want to say we believe, you know, a birth starts, life starts at conception. But you know what? It will save babies, and we want all abortions to end. We're going to keep fighting until it all ends. But James, I know you have something to say about that.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was going to do the report based on, you know, Andy had reached out to me and that had brought it to my attention. And so I went and I looked it up and I was reading. And yes, it was signed. But if Democratic State Rep Jeanine Boyd had her way, the bill would also have given an exemption to African-American women to abort their unborn babies for any reason up to the state's current
keep
abortion
that black
limit,
genocide going,
20
right?
weeks. But she's a black woman.
That's what I was going to ask. She's
God.
A black woman.
Is this insane?
Because she wants to make an exception for the black women.
But here's the.
Oh, I didn't even know that. I didn't even know that.
Oh, no, she is.
I thought she was white.
Here's the incredible part, and this is the reason why she wants to do that. She said black slaves were once treated like cattle and put out to stud in order to create generations of more slaves. She said, our country is not far enough beyond our history to legislate as if it is. Okay? So what she's likening the continuing of all of these women having babies as these kids now are going to be brought up and be treated as if in slavery. All right? What's so crazy about all of this and some other black groups who are against pro-life, they're looking at the conditions of the families that are large families and they're in poverty and the kids end up in prison or in drugs and they're saying that if they scale back the size of these families that the families will have a better go at it. What does that sound like?
Self-inflicted genocide.
No, that sounds like Margaret
Sanger. Exactly, Margaret Sanger.
That's
right.
Those are her words.
How ridiculous that
her
is.
Her words.
It's convoluted. It's absolutely convoluted.
Check this out. It says, many pro-life leaders believe the opposite to be true, that the abortion industry targets black Americans for abortions. While abortions hurt every race and culture, black Americans have a disproportionately high number of abortions compared to other racial groups. According to census data, African Americans make up to about 13% of the U.S. populations, but have over 30% of the abortions. African-American teenage abortion rates are more than twice as high as the national average, according to research by the Guttmacher Institute. So what you're looking at right now, and the fact that 79% of all of the Planned Parenthood facilities are within walking distance in minority communities, It's nothing more than a continuation of what Margaret Sanger was talking about. African-American pro-life leaders point to Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger's eugenic beliefs as a possible reason for the targeting of minorities. Sanger described immigrants and minorities as human weeds, reckless breeders, and spawning human beings who never should have been born.
Talk about ugliness.
All right, hello.
An ugly heart, right? An ugly heart.
All right.
Is she related to
right.
Governor?
Exactly. In her book, Pivot of Civilization, Sanger also wrote about getting rid of people with diseases and disabilities through sterilization and segregation, describing these morons as dead, as a dead weight of human waste. This is what we're looking at right now. All right, and yes, Janine is a black woman who is so misguided, and a lot of black organizations out there that support Planned Parenthood thinking that they are actually aiding the black and Hispanic community by scaling back the number of births. If people – that's lazy, first off. That's lazy, lazy, lazy. If there's a problem with them having too many children and it's becoming a burden on social services and a burden on the legal system, then go in and help them.
Yeah.
Go in and help them. I've been saying that for years.
Yep.
Go in and help. You don't kill people just to make life balance out. The African American replacement ratio at this point in time is 1.8. The national average is 2.11. If it goes down to 1.3, we will not be able to fully replace the black population.
Lord have mercy.
All right. We're 1.8 right now, and the damage is so severe that we may not be able to climb out of this tailspin. And you're going to bicker over this.
What kind of black woman is that?
Isolate.
A black woman,
you're
right?
You're isolating African-American women to continue having abortions while other babies are saved.
It's not going to happen.
And that's what Margaret Sanger went after, the black leaders, and this
That's
woman
exactly,
is the black leader.
But
yeah?
This was the poison she fed the leaders.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Some are still
We're
eating
here
it.
Here for
right?
reproductive
yes.
health. What was it that Nancy Pelosi had to say? Not Nancy Pelosi, Judge, what's her face? Ginsburg, all right? Ginsburg thinks that this is the greatest thing because she's absolutely out of her mind. You know, let that woman retire. You know what I mean? You know, this the burden that we place on America. Pelosi thinks the same thing. The burden that African Americans place on America with the over of the rise of the welfare numbers and on and on and on. Wasn't that the whole purpose of eugenics in
Absolutely.
The first place?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. I wish people would just wake up to that. That was the whole purpose of eugenics.
I got good news for you.
What's the good news?
The lady that you would know, that's Patricia Mooney.
That would be great news.
Patricia Mooney, is that her name? She says, hi, I'm staying up late in the UK to watch.
That's her.
I'll not
Patricia.
Be the only one doing so. What time did she
Thank
say
you.
It is?
10 o'clock at night?
No, it's not.
It's 22 hours here in Ireland, too. Big cheer to the Irish pro-lifers who are persevering despite this awful
boat we're in now.
Especially the 90% of Irish doctors who are not going to do these abortions.
There you go.
Oh,
there
praise
you
God.
Go. Praise God. You
so
know.
Let's say hi to our friend right now.
Hey!
Before, right?
We were just talking about you earlier. We were hoping you would call that you would
we're gonna pray you get a good night's sleep.
Yeah, thank
yes,
you for watching.
Yes.
We're gonna break for commercial and we'll be right back.
The Long Island Coalition for Life has been helping communities choose life for more than 40 years through public outreach, legislative advocacy, prayer, and education. The Long Island Coalition for Life invites you to join their efforts to restore respect for the sanctity of life through the Stand Up for Life and Face the Truth events, street fair booths, oratory contests, and vigils. Visit the Long Island Coalition for Life at www.prolifeli.org, where you can read the LICL newsletter, Life News, and find information on local pro-life resources. Find out how you can be a part of effective pro-life action by calling 631-243-1435. That's 631-243-1435. Or visit our website at www.prolifeli.org. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Broken Land, God's Message in a Bottle, is a book written by Gail Koop that speaks God's truth into a culture that has thrown it away. Through a prophetic dream about a baby in a bottle thrown in the trash, God revealed his heart about abortions and compelled Gail, who had two abortions herself, to write about it as the moral debt ceiling of today's culture. Because when you throw life away, what else can possibly matter? Gail is a modern-day Jeremiah, crying out to a lost generation. Broken Land, God's Message in a Bottle. Available at Amazon.com and Olive Press Publisher. For more info, contact Gail Koop about interviews or speaking engagements. Go to BrokenLandBook.com. That's BrokenLandBook.com.
Now tell them about our friends at the March at the Long Island Coalition for Life. We just got a letter from them today.
I want to give you some information on a bus that's available to go to the march on June 3rd. It's going to be held by Long Island Coalition for Life, and the bus will leave four different areas. A bus is going to begin in Ronkonkoma at St. Joseph's Church at 4:45. And then it's going to make a stop on the Long Island Expressway at exit 49 at the Park and Ride at 5:30. Then it's going to make another stop in New Hyde Park at Notre Dame Church And it's a, we're praying for that church in France, that's for sure.
That's not the same church.
Not the same church.
No,
no.
Not stopping in France.
But not stopping in France. But New Hyde Park, Notre Dame Church at 6 a.m. And then the fourth stop is going to be in Bayside on Union Turnpike at 216th Street and American Martyrs at 6:15. So that's a great opportunity, and it's free. They're doing a tremendous job. They're doing free.
Amen.
Just asking for a donation if you can give
them
a definite.
They have to call, though.
But here's the important
part. Call now.
You better call now because this bus is going to fill up quick.
Oh,
please call Barbara Renner at 631-472-4314. Again, that number is 631-472-4314 and speak to Barbara Renner, and she'll get you on that bus.
And I'll try to put that on the Facebook, the discussion we have on the March for Life New York event on Facebook.
Yes, we'll get that information.
That's going to be great. We got a couple of buses coming from Long Island. There were already two of them. Most of them are full except for this one. And then we have buses from upstate, several buses.
Yeah.
They're coming from everywhere.
Everywhere.
You know?
Amazing.
I can't even keep track of them.
It's amazing.
Places I never heard of before have buses. So it's going to be a great march.
They're even sending cows.
They're sending cows.
Cows?
What kind of cow?
I don't know about cows, but
I think I missed something somewhere.
I like cows. But I also want to talk about the Title 10. I want to update on that. I was interviewed last week on the Title 10 on WAMC Radio in Albany, New York. And it's more of a liberal radio station. I thought there was going to be like a debate, but it really wasn't. It was very, the woman, Rachel, was a beautiful lady, and she really let me speak, you know, my mind, and I was happy to be able to speak with her. Many people are worried about the change that will affect women's health because of this Title 10. And it's really a lie. It's not going to hurt the women's health. It will help women's health. You know, Title 10 has been around for 50 years. People don't realize that. It granted funds to a network of community-based clinics. This was clinics for women's health care. And it paid for women's health care, for women's well checkups, for cancer screening, for contraceptive. It was never, the Title 10 never was supposed to pay for abortion. It never did. It never was supposed to. For 50 years, abortion was never part of it. So now people are complaining because they're changing the law. Planned Parenthood received 25% of this funding. Now, our great president had said Title 10 is for women's health care. Let's make sure it's used to help women's health care and not kill their babies. So it was never for abortion to begin with. But now Planned Parenthood gets most of the funding, and they do abortions under the same roof. They have the same doctors, the same staff, the same entrances where people go in and they have abortion. The new Title X gag rule now says that no place that performs abortion under the same roof will get funding. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So Planned Parenthood now will not get any funding unless they separate their doctors, their workers, their files, their entrances. They have to separate everything. Oh, I think this is wonderful.
Yeah, well, they should have gotten big get funding to begin with at all. Period. They made $1.5 billion in
abortion. But they're complaining.
Yeah.
They're complaining about this. No place doing abortion ever got this, was supposed to get this funding to begin with. And of course, 21 states, including New York, is suing the government over this. It's ridiculous because this funding was for women's health. There was something in the law that said it's not for abortion. So now people are suing because the places that get abortion are not getting the funding, and they're annoyed about this. The funding was for women's health care. And it still is.
Women's health care.
Right, and I believe in women's health care. I want to make that clear. I think there should be more clinics that help
women.
I believe in women's
health
care.
More
health care. Abortion is not women's health care.
No.
Abortion
is abortion.
Hurts women.
Mm-hmm.
Every woman that I ever knew that had an abortion They regret their abortion. It does not help them. The baby they never knew becomes the baby they never forget. So, you know, this is something that people are saying, why is the government doing this? I think this is good.
Absolutely.
I'm happy that the government's doing it. And don't believe the lie that they're telling you that it's hurting women's health care, because it's not. It now more money, more funds will go to the women's health care.
Real health care.
Real health care, not abortion.
No.
So what do you guys think about that? Losing my headphones again.
I think it's, you know, it's you have to hit Planned Parenthood where it's going to hurt them the most, and that's money. Because at the end of the day, this all comes – it's all about money. You know, Planned Parenthood is making a fortune off abortion. You know what? I don't care if it's 3% of their business, 1% or anything. It's 90% of their finances.
Oh, yeah.
This is where you got
to
hit
them. Do you remember in the beginning, I think President Trump had said to them, we'll still give you the funding if you stop doing abortions. And they said, definitely not. We will not stop doing abortions.
Good. Well,
one thing I do, and I've been saying this a lot lately, because the more I look into it, the more it's really becoming a reality. It's becoming real. Planned Parenthood is an instrument, nothing more.
That's right.
They are an instrument. Who is it that pays all of that money to them?
Well, you said the government, right? But they're trying to change that.
I mean, yeah,
they're trying to change that.
Amen.
And I think
they're taking our tax dollars,
yes,
putting it in their coffers,
yes,
and then they're taking that money and lobbying the politicians.
Right,
to support.
Right, they're giving it to the
Precisely.
So who is it? Planned Parenthood is giving money to candidates for campaigns.
That's right.
Yes.
It's
Cuomo and all them, right?
So ask yourself
the government of Virginia.
Are they or are they not an instrument?
Yes.
Albeit.
They're an instrument of Satan.
Yeah. But they take our eyes off of the entire problem. We are targeting them, and they appear to be bulletproof because of the fact that as we're watching the numbers of abortion going down, shouldn't the numbers of dollars going to Planned Parenthood go down as well?
But I think they did lose some of their funding. They've been losing their funding.
Yeah, but, you know, and they're screaming and they're crying.
On a state level for the pro-life states, but not federally.
Because Father Frank had a show on that where he was showing the amounts. So they are losing. And, you know, I really believe that we have to, like you said, these candidates, the governor from Virginia, he gets so much money.
Gets $2 million.
You know, and I know Governor Cuomo must get money too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's
gotta love Planned Parenthood.
It's disgusting. They have blood on their hands.
But when you look at it, it's across the country, all right? When you look at it being across the country, and then look at internationally what monies that are going. We're funding from America. We were funding
the international
Planned Parenthood organization.
Even in other countries.
Exactly.
All right. Obama really.
But I think that's going to end. Yeah, Obama.
Again, the question has to be, who is it that really, I mean, they became an instrument.
You got to understand something. Abortion is a sacrament of the left.
That's right.
So the abortion industry, the abortion industrial complex consists of the abortion clinics, the politicians that they've bought off because it's you know, I'll scratch your back, you'll scratch my back. But this abortion industrial complex that – they got the media in their pocket.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, Hollywood.
They've got Hollywood. They've got the liberal press.
Yeah.
Because it's their sacrament.
Yeah.
And they're going to protect it with a religious fervor, which is exactly
it's their
what they're
religion.
Doing. Well, that's exactly the point.
Yep.
And the battle is spiritual, ultimately.
Yep.
Ultimately,
the battle is spiritual. And we can never lose
sight
of that.
But do you think that maybe some – but I think now, I mean, not everybody, a lot of them are very evil and they don't care. They rather, you know, they want to kill babies. But I think a lot of people now are going to change their minds because it's going a little too far. They're going a little too far.
Oh, yeah. I do think the tide is turning.
Yeah.
But look what's happening in the states. You mentioned before, that was Ohio you mentioned before.
Ohio.
But Kentucky, too. They're, you've got a lot of these states now that are making abortion harder. And
South Carolina.
Yes.
We're actually winning a lot of parts
South
of the country.
South Carolina,
we're just losing in New York and
going somewhere
California.
With this. I'm going somewhere with this.
Go ahead.
Okay? The country is being divided like it was in the days of slavery.
That's right.
You had slave states.
Yep.
And you had free states.
Very true.
And what's happening right
now is
you're getting pro-life states.
Yep.
And you're getting pro-abortion states.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And the divide is getting greater and greater and greater. What's happening with these heartbeat bills in these states like Ohio, Kentucky, trying to pass one now too, is they're passing these bills on the state level. But what's going to happen is that some district court federal judge is going to declare it unconstitutional.
Yes.
Then it's going to go to the Supreme Court, just like with the LGBT thing in California. Mm. The state of California three times voted against gay marriage, but it was the courts that overturned the will of the people. But so on the one hand, we're winning in the conservative states, in the Bible Belt states for the most part, in the conservative states. We're pushing back. They're raising up these pro-life bills, but it's going to go to the courts, and it's going to be really interesting to see by the time it gets to the Supreme Court, which I don't know. John Roberts seems like he's going David Souter, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
The last couple of times we expected Roberts to vote in a conservative manner, he has not. He's been turning into a David Souter. So it's a battle. It's a real warfare. We're gaining ground on one hand. We're winning battles on one hand, but the war is raging on.
And like you said, the different states, and New York is the worst, and California, we get hit really hard. South Carolina, I think they're going to end all abortions.
They're going to try. But here's what I'm getting at. The country was horribly divided, obviously, for the Civil War. On the great moral issue of its day.
Yes.
I think we're heading in the same direction.
And what was it?
And Abraham Lincoln.
And it was the money that was the greed of at that
money.
Time it was the greed also. That,
but of course, it is. Of course it was. But here's the point that I'm seeing as a possibility. I don't want to say prophetically, but as a possibility.
Right.
Okay? You had a division of the North, the South, the free states, the slave states. It was the moral imperative of the time. Abraham Lincoln recognized that the Civil War was a judgment of God.
Mm.
He used those words.
Yep.
That God was judging America because of the slave issue.
So is it going to happen all over again?
I see it going that way.
I know. I listen to your radio show.
I see it going that way because the moral issue is again, it's a similar thing. You've got the pro life states. You've got the pro abortion states.
Very true,
and
though.
It's ripping the country.
It really
apart.
Is.
Yeah.
Now, will it go into a hot civil war?
No, not like that.
I doubt that.
No, we don't know.
I doubt that.
We don't know.
But exactly right.
There's
a lot of other things.
When people are so greedy about money, the love of money is the root of all evil. So you think that people are greedy with this abortion? A lot of these politicians.
But,
like you said, they're in the pocket of.
But it's just don't misunderstand what I'm saying here. Abortion is a highly important issue, but it's not the only issue that's tearing the country apart.
You know what? But it's just like the slavery issue was. They had no respect for human life. Abortion is the same thing. No respect for human life. Two things exactly the same.
And God will bring judgment to America just like he did in the Civil War for the shed blood of 60 plus million babies now?
Yeah.
And now with the suicide for the elderly, I mean, the governor just said
suicide,
he wants to take a pill and make them die.
Exactly.
Poison pill.
New York is going
over
the cliff.
It's just no respect, just like slavery. It's the same thing. No respect for human life.
Amen.
That
Governor Cuomo has a spirit of death.
He does.
Oh, he does.
He's got a spirit of death.
He thinks he has a spirit of money because he's
getting
funded by Planned Parenthood.
But you can see it on his face.
but he has the spirit of death.
We
on
need
him
to take
sure.
a break.
We're gonna take
we'll
a quick
right
break,
back.
And we're coming right back. Whoa, this show is getting
come on.
On.
I got a lot to talk about still.
Bob and Phyllis have a legal battle ahead of them. It takes a lot to go up against big corporations. I'm Rudy Migliori. My law firm is the gateway to the powerful representation that you need.
Major corporations are big, powerful, and often international. They don't necessarily care about you or the suffering they have caused you. Their concern is how they can avoid liability.
I understand the suffering you're going through. Whether it's from asbestos exposure and you now have lung cancer or mesothelioma, undisclosed side effects from medications, medical products, medical malpractice, construction or auto accident, I can help you. If you need powerful representation capable of standing up to these giants, we have that representation for you. My law firm co-counsels with a nationwide network of law firms, providing you with powerful representation and local personal service. Call me, Rudy Migliori. I'm your point of contact.
Need an electrician? Make sure he is licensed, insured, and qualified to do a safe job in your home. Unqualified workers can create unsafe conditions, leaving your home a potential fire hazard. Lightworks Electric is both licensed and insured with over 20 years' experience in the electrical field. If you have any electrical concerns, call Lightworks Electric at 631-575-1482. We always do it right. Need a panel change or hi-hats installed or replaced? Do you have any electrical repairs that need to be done? And are you looking for trustworthy, dependable, and honest electricians? Call Lightworks Electric at 631-575-1482. Lightworks Electric is family-owned, serving Suffolk and Nassau counties. Check out our webpage at lightworkselectricny.com. That's lightworkselectricny.com.
Well, I want to go through this really quick because we don't have a lot of time, but the White House showed a screening of the movie Gosnell, America's Serial Killer. Now, we actually show that here at the night of the day of mourning at our church.
Right.
But, you know, when the White House showed this film, a liberal outside the White House set himself on fire. You know, I'm so happy that the White House would show this pro-life film. I hope they show more. But there was another great movie I want Andy to tell us about, the movie Unplanned that we saw.
What would you like to know?
What? Unplanned. Andy saw it.
Andy's not ready for it because he didn't plan for it.
he was unplanned.
Oh, no, there's so much to say about it, but it goes back to, I think, again, the pro-life movement gaining ground, winning hearts and minds. The movie was tremendous. Me and my wife got to go. It was kind of like really accidental, by a fluke. Somebody called us up and told us that they were inviting us to go, and we went. It was great. But one thing I want to say before I get into some of that is that Google was advertising the movie as propaganda.
Yes, yes.
Did you see that?
Yep.
They had it on their movie.
And they also said it was dangerous to watch.
It had as propaganda.
Yeah, dangerous to watch.
Now, I don't understand how a movie about someone's life,
yep,
a documentary, that's a biography,
right,
is propaganda. So I would suggest to Google that you would Google a dictionary to find out what propaganda actually is.
Ask Alexa. What does Google have?
Wow. Alexa, what is propaganda?
Tell us quickly about the movie. We have a few minutes left.
I think it was, you know, it was really, again, one of the stories that I heard that really affected me. There's so much good news coming out from the movie.
Yes, yes.
You're seeing people go to the vigils, the 40 Day for Life
and
vigil.
And we had that also right here in Riverhead.
I've been reading stories, I've been reading testimonies of that, people leaving the movie theater to go find out where the 40 Days for
Praise
Life vigil is.
Right, yeah.
Hundreds of people all over the country.
Yes, that's right.
One story I heard from the first weekend. Now, what the movie theaters do, which I never knew, but it makes sense, when they get a movie in, before they actually screen it to the public, they run the movie to make sure that the audio is working, to make sure that the film is working, that all the equipment is working. And I heard one testimony where the workers in the theater were watching the movie when the tech people were running it, and they all just like sat down. They were supposed to be at work, but they all sat down to watch the movie because it just drew them in. And a bunch of the people were, you know, they were young people, they were kids, they were millennials. They got to talking about abortion. the conversation got evoked.
That's fantastic.
Got, you know, the conversation was the word I'm looking for. Invoked.
You're right. Okay.
And a lot of people from watching the movie in the movie theaters were changing their position from pro-choice to pro-life. And that was something, when I heard those reports, that was something I just never really thought about before.
Right, right.
Just
right.
The people that are just there doing their job, watching the movie or catching the movie, it's having an effect.
Thank God.
So,
about the abortion workers? Abortion workers that saw the movie, hundreds of them walked out of the abortion clinic.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, they don't want to work for Planned Parenthood.
Actually, I did. You know what? I did hear that.
Tell us about it.
Because, well, that's Abby Johnson's ministry.
Taking
people out and having them leave the abortion industry and helping them find new jobs. And I did
and
hear
100
people.
And it was 40 Days for Life, Sean.
Yeah. Sean Carney.
That we had on our show,
yeah.
And those 40 Days for Life are coming to the March for Life to speak, that he started that.
Yep,
I mean, he was outside that clinic, and it's fantastic how these women are leaving the abortion clinics, you know, and walking out after seeing this film. So the film is really great. It touched your heart, right?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. One of the things that we said a moment ago about the media war, you know, how Google advertised it as propaganda. Twitter took the website down right before the movie was being released.
Unbelievable.
They took it off
their
Twitter feed. It didn't matter.
It didn't stop us from going.
We're winning. That's what my point is. Sometimes it doesn't look like you're winning.
Right,
but
we are.
Winning, you know.
Yeah.
We are winning.
Yeah.
The movie, despite an R rating, absolutely no
That's
reason
right. Come on now.
This movie had an R
That's
rating.
Right.
I've seen PG-13 movies
cursing
that were
everything
10
else.
Times worse.
Yes, absolutely.
There was one reason and one reason only.
Yeah.
They know that a lot of Christians won't go to see an R movie.
Yeah.
Rightfully so.
But we all did.
But
sometimes
there's some movies that are rated R that you need to go see.
Yeah.
Well, we went.
Yeah. Well, but that's the thing. They really just wanted to squelch the box office. They wanted to squelch the movie as best they could. And to think that a 13-year-old, a 14-year-old, a 15-year-old can go and get an abortion without
that's
their parents'
right.
That's right.
Consent,
without.
But they can't go see the movie about abortion.
Exactly.
I mean, the irony and the hypocrisy
is
off the cliff. But having said that, the first weekend of the movie, which is about 3 weeks ago now, the movie brought in over six million dollars. The movie cost
$6 million.
Paid for itself the first week. Right before I came to the show tonight, I looked it up, and right now the box office receipts are pushing almost $17 million.
Beautiful.
Good for them.
So everybody that's
Beautiful.
Watching, if you didn't see the movie, go and see it. Call your movie theater if they didn't play it. Tell them. I know Canada, they're trying to make a petition to get it to come there because they're not showing it there. But we only have a few minutes, and we have a couple of really important announcements. Can you give them to us quickly?
I sure can. Summit for Life, New York City, a time for action, is going to be May 2nd and 3rd, and it's going to be in Times Square.
No,
it's not.
The New York City.
Where is it?
The New York School of Urban Ministry.
New York School of Okay. You say it.
It's going to be at the New York School of Urban Ministry.
Urban Ministry. It's going to be in Long Island City.
Long Island City.
You can actually sleep over. It's cheap.
Yes.
It's like between $20, $40, and $60 a night. There's the information on Facebook.
There you are.
It's going to be from 7 to 9 on Thursday, May 2nd. May 3rd. Friday on May 3rd. It's going from 9 a.m. in the morning to 8:30 p.m. They're going to have tremendous speakers.
Including
one of their
Pastor
great
Joni.
Speakers will be Pastor Joni
yes.
Lupus.
I'm very
March
honored.
Life to
that
New York is going to be
Chris
speaking
Slattery,
there.
If you want to register.
Chris Slattery is going to be one of the speakers. They're going to have some great speakers there. And then that's the kickoff for the event. Focus on the Family is having in Times Square in New York City, where they're going to put up a sonogram right in Times Square.
And we have more things happening. Come on,
yes,
let's get it out there.
Yes, yes,
squeeze
Samantha's
it out.
A little bit of Heaven Ministries invites you to our Make a Difference event featuring Gracious Vine in concert. It's on May 5th, and it's a concert at March for Life, New York. So that's May 5th. All right. And that's going to be at Samantha's Little Bit of Heaven. And there's going to be a benefit dinner and concert sponsored by Love and Mercy Fellowship, Hope for the Future, to help March for Life New York, featuring the Glorification Singers and Frank Rendo.
Please, 5 p.m.
All right. It's a sport March for Life New York.
Can you imagine $35 for a concert and a wonderful dinner?
Dinner. Unbelievable.
It's going to be fun. We got it all in.
We got it all in.